But I would like to now back up for just a minute in this introduction and look at this matter of the four Gospels. Why four Gospels? And we have said that Matthew was written for the nation Israel, was written for the religious man. Now, Mark was written specifically for the Roman, and it was suited for the Roman mind. It was written for the strong man, and they were the ones that ruled the world and ruled it for a millennium. And the Gospel of Mark is slanted in that direction, by the way. The Romans actually had subjugated the world, and they brought peace and justice and good roads and law and order and protection. But they forced peace on the world. The iron heel of Rome was on mankind, and what a price it was to pay. It was a strong dictatorship. And Dr. Gregory's expressed it like this. The Roman was to try whether human power, taking the form of law regulated by political principles of which a regard for law and justice was most conspicuous, could perfect humanity by subordinating the individual to the state and making the state universal. That is a tremendous statement, by the way, and Culver, in his book on Daniel, has a statement. I'm not giving the exact quotation, but the sense of it is that the Roman gave to the world the kind of peace that the League of Nations and now the United Nations is trying to give to the world. But it's been tried by the Romans, and it has to be a peace that is pushed down on the world, forced on the world, and it has to be in the hands of a very strong man. And the world today, of course, is looking again for that strong man to come along. Now, the Roman was looking for that kind of a person. Rome represented active human power in the ancient world, and it did lead to dictatorship and power vested actually in one man. And that, of course, was the thing that was dangerous. That's the thing that's dangerous right now, for that's the way that we are moving today. And you find that, again, and I'd like to quote Gregory in this connection, he says that the Roman was the mightiest worker, the conqueror, the organizer, and the ruler. The man who is Caesar could sway the scepter of the universal empire. Caesar and Caesarism were the inevitable last result of Roman development. And when he had been made to feel most deeply that natural justice in the hands of a human despot is a dreadful thing for sinful man, the Holy Spirit proposes to command to his acceptance Jesus of Nazareth as his sovereign and Savior, the expected deliverer of the world. And we're moving into a position today where there will come in a police state one man, and he'll be satanic, ruling over sinful man, and they'll cry out for deliverance. And the only one that will be able to deliver will be the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he could say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And that power is a power that can extend mercy. And in the days when the Caesars roamed, the world longed for mercy, and all they got was power. And it was a day when no man dared resist that power. To resist it was fatal, and to flee was impossible. You could never get beyond it. And it was in that day that God sent a message to this segment of the population, and John Mark is the writer. But as we've said, he's giving Simon Peter's account of the gospel, and you'll find out that that was the position that many in the early church took. They felt that. I'd like to quote, for instance, Papias. Papias, one of the early church fathers, he recorded that John Mark got his gospel from Simon Peter, and I'm quoting him now exactly. Mark, the interpreter of Peter, wrote carefully down all that he recollected, but not according to the order of Christ's speaking or work, which, by the way, is quite interesting. And Eusebius says that such a light of piety shone into the minds of those who heard Peter that they were not satisfied with once hearing nor with the unwritten doctrine that was delivered, but earnestly besought Mark that he would leave in writing for them the doctrine which they had received by preaching. And so it was. Actually, we get Simon Peter's gospel, and it's a gospel of action. Simon Peter, by the way, was that kind of a man.